Hey guys, Harley D here with your 3-minute break. 3 minutes of the wildest, weirdest, wackiest news to get your mind off your day. Let's get it started. Could you spend a night in a hotel that left you tied up, covered in snakes, and drenched in blood? It's a question that an amazing 24,000 people are eager to answer as they wait to try to spend one night in McCarney Manor in San Diego, California. The manor has the honor of being named the world's scariest hotel. Visitors travel between 4 terrifying locations and often find themselves trapped in cages, tied to chairs, and sprayed with blood. Visits to the manor are filmed so spectators can watch on global webcams as visitors try to attempt and survive up to 8 hours in the hotel. It is a challenge that so far no one has ever completed. Pennsylvania State Police say they're looking for a man pretending he's Pittsburgh's District Attorney, Stephen Zappala, to steal beer, pizza, and other goods. They say his story at one business involved telling embarrassed employees they hadn't given him all the products he purchased. Police say the fake Zappala drives a car that looks like an unmarked police vehicle and got away with $40 worth of pizza and a case of beer. Felony charges are pending against 18-year-old Benjamin Hawkins after police discovered 500 pairs of stolen panties along with firearms in his bedroom. He was arrested last Tuesday, at which time cops found 5 pairs of underwear shoved down his pants. In Minnesota this past weekend, 24-year-old Riley Luis Swearingen pled guilty to disruptive intoxication. According to the criminal complaint, Mankato Department of Public Safety Police Sergeant Adam Gray was talking with a driver of a party bus in the city's entertainment district when he felt 2 fingertips that were obvious to him as wet with saliva being pushed into his right and left ear canals, which caused pressure and discomfort in his ear. The officer turned and saw a man later identified as the suspect. He is facing charges including assaulting a police officer with bodily fluids. A New York State man was sentenced to 2 years in jail after accidentally texting his probation officer a message seeking marijuana. Prosecutors said Alvin Cross Jr. of Albany sent his probation officer a text message reading, "You got some weed?" Authorities responded by raiding Cross's home and seizing a bag of cocaine. Cross pleaded guilty to cocaine possession Monday and was sentenced to 1 year in prison. An extra year was added to the sentence for violating his probation.
I'm Harley D. signing off. This is radio.dominican.edu.